y'all.
And it's Shay.
Hey, it's Stacey.
And this is Erica. And we are not
the girls next door.
Y'all practice that.
We did it good tonight. We did it good. We had some energy today. We wasn't dry.
Y'all been rehearsing.
We wasn't dry tonight.
Yes.
All right. So,
we practiced it, but we didn't.
What happened?
I said it sounded like it, but we didn't.
We try like practice every week for real.
The chemistry is coming together.
Yeah.
I'm proud of y'all. Y'all doing y'all thing. Y'all definitely doing y'all thing.
All right. So if you're tuning in with us and don't know what's happening, we have two special guests with us here tonight for our 8th episode. It's Giving G Code. We have Mario and R.O.
Make sure you pronounce that.
Pretty much.
So, just to give our listeners a little background about y'all so they know who they're going to be listening to for the next hour plus, can y'all briefly, you know, introduce yourselves and say hello to our peoples?
Professional shit talker about money. Try to put people in position to win. That's all I do. So, you know what I'm saying? So, ain't nothing. I mean, if you know me, you know me. If you don't, you can get to know me. So, that's how we can keep it moving.
Well, but, damn.
You know.
I like that.
I like his energy.
Yeah. Hello. Yeah. Hello.
That's what I'm talking about.
Now, don't be dry, Mario.
Y'all know I was about to be real basic real quick. You know what I'm saying? Hey, how you doing? I'm just from around the way. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I'm DMV Mario, man. If you're new to me, Google me. You know what I'm saying?
Look at my name.
I took that from my brother. That's one of my brother lines. So, you know what I'm saying?
Are you talking about Flip? Flip just joined the live.
Hey, Flip.
All right, so listen. First of all, check in. How is all my ladies doing today?
Yes.
How are y'all doing this week?
I'm just here.
Oh.
Pissing me off today. Yeah. But I'm just here.
Can you step into the microphone, nigga?
Act like you've been here.
I'm just here.
Oh, all
nothing,
right.
Nothing more, nothing less.
I'm good.
Well, we're happy to have you here. Katie?
Hey, I'm here. I'm in a good mood. I'm sorry. I've been in a good mood all day.
Shay?
Well, I'm good, I guess. I'm good.
Okay.
I'm tired.
Okay.
Motherfucking tired.
Mm-hmm.
Vicky?
I'm here. I'm done with my mental breakdown that I had like a week ago. I'm back.
We're glad you're here.
The darkness. I'm back.
It happens to the best of us, right? All right. And me.
I'm good. I'm doing real good. I'm relaxed. This
you look
drink
good.
Got me
you
look
good.
Real good. So don't be, you know, bothering me. Right
no, Nee posted a selfie earlier. I was all in the joint. Nee was at work. She was like, I said, okay, bitch.
It was a good selfie, too. That was
it
good.
Was.
That
was okay, bitch.
Thank you, brother.
Put the timer on your phone. Put the phone down. Y'all know how y'all do? That was a 10-second countdown. Yes. Like.
You know it a little too loud. I feel like you do it.
Make sure they got the filter right, all that. Yeah. You know.
I'm glad everybody's doing well. I guess I'm going to follow suit. I'm here. I'm here. Right?
You blessed.
All right. So listen, you know how we do. We always set off. Oh my God.
It's the booty for me.
Fuck all y'all. All right, so.
Y'all don't need to drink no more.
Right.
I need
who said drink tequila tonight? Like, what the fuck is happening?
That's me.
She always want to put the amigos in the casa.
Yeah.
All right, so listen, we always start off each and every episode with the current event. This week's current event dropped, I think it was like 2 days ago. I have my own thoughts. I'm sure the ladies have their own thoughts, but we're going to let the fellas take this one a ride with it, and then we'll join in later. So the current event is your man, Kevin Samuels.
That's not
trash.
My man's.
That's not his man.
I heard different.
Men son, love this man.
My son, he not my man, but son be wildin'. Like, he be wildin', but go ahead.
Okay.
Continue though.
So, Kevin Samuel basically said that he told women, if you don't want sex on the table, then don't go on dates after 5 p.m. Mm. Thoughts? Mm.
So what the fuck is happy hour? like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so let me get this right. Let me see if I got this right. He said, if women, like, basically, like, how's he saying? Like, if he's saying, like, he's saying some shit, like, if women don't want sex, don't want men to look at them for sex, don't go on dates after 5 p.m.
Correct.
Yes. Like, when the fuck you gonna go on dates then? Like my son.
Brunch.
They still getting dick brunch. Down in brunch after eggs and waffles. No, but like on some real time stuff, I think like with Cam and, like with Kevin Samuels, you kind of gotta take like his shit one ear and out the ear, cause next day he'll talk about that shit and then he be bashing some overweight niggas like 3 days later. I've seen it. The shit's real. You know,
so you watch him. Like,
I watch him because you got to study him in his atmosphere and in his game. You got to study what he's talking about. But the way he be talking, it's like he talked down on people. But that's like it's kind of like a dry comedy on a relationship standpoint.
So that's his gimmick.
Yeah, that's kind of a gimmick. Because ain't nobody knew about him until he was dissing that one chick. Like,
he went viral
dissing her. Like, that's his game. But then on the flip side, like, because he was getting a lot of flack from that because people felt like he was coming hard on women, preferably the African-American community with the ladies of that. But then, like he started going on the men and putting them in perspective. So, you know. But I think, like, that's a wild statement to say. That's wild.
That's crazy.
How you feel about it?
I'll show you.
Mario.
I'm not even sticking my date up till about 7. So. I don't know what you're talking about, but 4 or 5.
So, are you... So, when you pick a date up after 7, are you basically expecting it to be followed up with some box?
Nah, we gonna vibe. We gonna see how the night go, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the time doesn't make an expectation.
Nah, cause like at the end of the day, that'd be that freak shit. Like niggas be on that freaky shit. Like nah, because you think about it, like when you take a lady out, if your whole thing you taking a chick out just to get some ass, nigga, your pimping ain't right. Okay. You could have did that without taking it out.
Facts.
If your shit strong. You know what I'm saying? You can bring it to the crib, make it some goddamn oodles and noodles and still get some box.
You know what I'm saying?
But
put some eggs in that junk though.
Some hot sauce.
Ketchup. Not hot sauce. Put soy sauce and hot sauce.
And drop the egg in it too. Yeah, so like
exactly. But for real,
you ain't gotta do all of that to get that. You gotta make a female feel special and shit.
So y'all basically saying this generic statement ain't good for everybody.
Only the simps. Only the simps. Mm-hmm. Not Simpsons, the simps. Mm-hmm.
But, is he gay?
Who?
He acts like it. He gives
Kevin
Samuels,
like you do. So the way he goes in on women and bashes women, it gives off like
he hates women.
Yeah, like he hates women. Like a woman hurt him really, really bad. And
very bad.
Like he hasn't healed or some shit, right?
Yeah.
Or he don't get no women.
Nah, she probably was whooping his ass.
Yeah, I think that was
probably whooping his ass.
He's being small.
Yeah, he's a little small. He probably had a big girl that was fucking him up.
Yeah. Shout out to the big ones. Shout out to the big ladies. Yeah.
Yeah, sure do.
All right, so listen, I love the fact that y'all, you know, had those thoughts because I'm for sure all the ladies here felt the same way. Like, exactly. We sent this in the group chat. We was like, what the fuck? So I'm going to go ahead and move on to the next person who has some shit to say for the sake. He spoke for all men. Your man, Steve Harvey. Is that your man?
Tom, let me say this, though. I understand my nigga wrote the book, the 90-day rule, all that, but he was caught cheating on his woman. So, like, at the end of the day, I can only take what you say with a grain of salt, but continue, my bad.
So, Steve Harvey made a comment that said, men are incapable of being just friends with the opposite sex because they're always waiting for the opportunity to be or do more. Fellas, what are your opinions on this?
That's cap, because at the end of the day, it's like you got to think, like, you know, maybe when you was younger, you be like, you know, we wouldn't understand. Like, I'm older, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, when I was young, I was on my little, like, horn dog shit, like, trying to, like, you know, be friends, get the box, you know what I'm saying, that little fuckboy shit. But as you get older, you understand, like, it's more layers to the game, and it's more layers to the life of to get to know somebody. Mm-hmm. And then, and actually, sometimes you can actually fumble a person trying to be on some fuckboy shit instead of just, you know what I'm saying? Because that person, like everybody you encounter, ain't meant for you to smash or to be your girl or be your man or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, you know, us as men, you got to look at it like you got to, sometimes it's better to get to know the people and then let it grow. Don't force nothing. I learned this personally. You know what I'm saying? You can't force shit, but like it's possible. I got a lot of homegirls that's platonic. You know what I'm saying? And I understood, like, yeah, they're attractive, but at the same time, I'm not willing to risk jumping in that box, to fuck up what we got as friends. And they can mean more as a friend in the long run than something in the short term.
Yeah, okay. I like that.
Mario. I done tried some of my homies. So I ain't even.
Ain't not
oh my gosh.
I mean, I've tried some of my homies. We, you know what I'm saying? They might have carried it. And I'm like, all right, we good. We better all friends then. You know what I'm saying?
What if I go into it?
Thank you for not doing
it.
Right, listen. Saying, I know you since the motherfucking Savannah days. Before, you know thank you.
Like,
thank you.
But if you go into it, like, I'm just trying to get the box.
Nah, I'm saying, like, we was already, we friends, and then I'm about to try it. You know what I'm saying? Right. And then it ain't work out like that, so we just stay friends.
But so are you saying, so, okay, we appreciate your honesty. You tried.
As you get older, you like having female friends.
But are you saying, but do you agree with the statement that he said straight that men are incapable of having platonic friends?
Nah, Steve Harvey's a clown, nah.
Yeah. That nigga had a hair piece. You feel me? Like, but it's possible.
In a six-piece suit.
Yeah,
telling lies.
What y'all not gonna do is come on that man like that. That man
the thing about it is like his
the nigga was looking like the Riddler last week.
Yeah,
and some more shit. We coming for this nigga.
But like his whole life, the way his everything revolves around him, some of the stuff that he says, and like even the book that he you know wrote or whatever, the shit just doesn't make sense because like again, look at his like. First of all, look who his wife is.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we all, like, a lot of us might know the backstory on the wife. Like,
right.
Stacey don't know.
Like, Shawty was
Mallory,
like,
almost choked. Her name is Mallory, right?
Marjorie.
I was fucking close. They
like, Shawty was, like, dating, like, a kingpin or something like that. And this nigga went to jail for, like, a million years. And then she started, like, dating this nigga brother while he was in jail or some shit like that.
Oh,
like,
shit. That was that 5RB shit.
That's how she moves. That's why the daughter moves like that. Like that's why what's the daughter name? Lori. That's why Lori moved the way she moved.
Shout out to Lori out here. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, Lori that bitch. She that bitch.
Like I like the fact that at the end of the day, you know, not judging. You get what I'm saying? Like people went through things, but he know his shit. You know what I'm saying? And I can say that about him. Like, regardless
about
of what
who?
He went through.
About Steve Harvey.
Yes, regardless of what he went through or what he does, he just giving up some real information to us women because 90-day view.
That shit is bullshit.
It was not.
Girl,
I tried it. 90 days.
When?
Because, bitch, let me say
tell your best friend when the fuck you did that.
Hey, y'all, I did this one time.
Because you didn't do it to your husband.
One time. But no,
like,
y'all.
Generic ass statements that put everybody in one box.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
No pun intended.
I feel like, you know, there's always outliers, there's always exception to the rule. I do feel as though when men have very attractive friends that they struggle with this. I'm not gonna lie. I feel like the moment that a woman who's a man's friend and a man finds her attractive, she gives any type of small signal that she'd be with the shits, you gonna try your motherfucking hand.
That nigga gonna jump out the window. Like, it's just like, yo, like, we all, men, like, you, everybody had their own, like, idea thing of what is attractive and shit, like.
Right.
Motherfucker might look like a mud duck.
It's subjective
duck.
As
like,
a
you
motherfucker.
You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker
yeah.
might not look like a mud duck, but their mental aspect is what caught they eye. And the thing about it is like, you gotta look at it like the maturity level too, cause you're like, is it really, are you willing to risk that? Cause if you and this person got like a solid 5-10 years in just being homies, she telling you about her niggas, you telling them about that, and yeah, that shit don't work all the time. Because that, like, what movies it work in? Like, this ain't Love and Basketball. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna play for your heart at the end. Like, nah, nigga. Like, nah. Like, that's weird. But
that was a trash ass movie.
It was. Like, a lot of people said that movie was trash.
So
it was
nice. I don't think
y'all,
we ever.
That's a classic.
I don't think that we ever. Like, I'm sorry. I don't think that we ever talked about it. So, have you ever friended somebody, like the opposite. Have you ever done that?
As a woman?
As a woman.
Yes. Have I ever had sex with a friend? That is somebody who was supposed to strictly be in the friend zone?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And if it wasn't good, then he's not in the friend zone.
And then you knew what you were doing when you did it.
Yes. So wait, if he's not good, he's no longer even your friend? Is that what you just said?
I mean, I think so.
Damn!
Hey, Nick. So it's like, so after that was like, I wish you all your future endeavors and all that type of shit. Like,
that's exactly like how it's gonna that. I'm gonna be comfortable. I'm not gonna be comfortable enough because he's gonna probably want to be around a little bit more and want to think that, oh, you know what? And I'm not gonna be like,
Nick gonna drink your bath water.
So I'm gonna be like, you know, I gotta go.
Nah, I feel like every
depends on the man because I had that situation one time, and after that.
You gotta get closer to the mic, Slim.
I'm sorry. I had that situation once, and after that one time, even like the next morning, we both looked at each other, was like, "Oh, one and done. All right, we cool." Exactly. And to this day, that's my dog. Mm-hmm. And I'm not about to say no names, but.
Oh.
But still. Hey.
So I honestly like, can say shit, I've never done that shit.
It doesn't have to affect the friendship.
I think everybody who I've smashed in my past, my goal was to smash. Like.
So I'm you
like,
had the book. You used the one with the book. Like writing off the names and shit, huh?
Nah, I don't have a list.
Oh, all right.
But I mean, if we go out and I meet and we rapping, I know within the first couple of joints, like if you gonna be friend zoned or if I wanna get.
Right.
And I think my friends, like I can hang out with niggas. Like niggas have come to my house and chilled off some friendly shit and you don't shit go down. Me and Mario watched the whole movie together.
Yeah.
Hey. Bullshit. I fell asleep. But
she was snoring like a mother.
When was this?
But it was like friendly shit.
When was this?
Like the next week I did Tubbs hair, Tubbs came. I twisted that nigga up and he went home. Like, yeah, I can have friends that I don't look at like that.
What about the same sex?
What if you attracted to them?
Right.
Even if they're attractive, Mario's cute.
Thank you.
Oh, that's
oh,
no, there's
yeah.
a difference between
high five, Mario.
Get your five. There's a difference between because I can look at somebody and say, yeah, that like Mario is attractive, man.
Yeah,
that's my brother. I would never like.
Right. Yeah.
No.
No, but people do that shit. They be fucking niggas and be like, that's my little brother.
That's incest, right?
Yeah.
That's weird shit. That.
Okay.
That's weird. All right,
wait a minute.
That's weird.
Don't do that.
No, you can't. No, like, you can't do that. Yo, listen. First and foremost, there's a lot of people, there's a lot of people that can break out of the friend zone. Everybody has been placed in the friend zone at one point and broke the fuck out.
Yeah.
So you put the whole leg out and jump back in?
Man, listen. You better do Air Jordan on that joint or something. That's like the thing about it is like, yo, like, you can't, like, what Nee said earlier, it's like, yo, once you, like, bring somebody out the friend zone and put them into the intimate part,
yeah,
and the shit, and if the shit trash, you like, you might give them, like, two more, right? You just might, like, maybe I was bugging. You know what I'm saying?
Just saying, you might.
Stacey over there capping like shit. She be lying to niggas, fake
but
moaning,
at the same, but at the same
trying to get
time,
a confidence.
What you know, shit, like, what you know, it, like what you know it's not like there, shit. Like, it ain't hitting on nothing. Like, you not even, you know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't even fucking
Yeah, because I'm going to tell you, like, they going to think that everything is so good. Like, oh my God, this is so good. But then you like, hell no, it wasn't. You get what I'm saying? So the whole time he see you, it's going to be like, yeah, boo. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's not like that. Cause you know who I was just talking about, and it's not like that.
But what if it is good? What if it's great?
Then he's not a friend no more.
No, he's a friend with a benefit. He's a friend with benefit.
Okay, here we go.
That's fun.
That person is.
That's the problem, though. That's the problem.
Then he's friends with benefit.
No. Yeah. I have had. We were friends.
That he can't have sex
with benefit.
No. We were friends.
Maybe not.
We had sex. It was wonderful. We agreed that it was wonderful. We're still friends, and I have introduced you to him as my brother. This is my brother right here.
Ooh.
Don't say it.
So when's the last time y'all smashed, though?
Hey, that we are on air. Oh, okay.
Yesterday.
Last year.
That's not your brother.
Last year was just a month ago. That don't say shit, bitch.
How many times y'all had sex?
How many?
It don't matter.
How many?
We was having sex for 10
You're nasty.
Bitch, that's not your brother.
That's your brother, bitch.
Here's the question. What? Don't do that to me. That's one.
Hold on.
That's your brother.
So that means they have sex a lot. You couldn't even name how many times. You said 10 years.
Right. That's 10 years. But it's so just, he can't be your brother. You cannot keep calling her brother.
That's old.
No, it's not.
No.
But they're not even real brothers.
That's old faithful.
No. They're not fucking.
Listen.
They don't look at each other like that.
Nah, I keep it a band. I had a chick that we was broing sis. I got it. The shit was fire. Top five dead or alive for me, right? You know what I'm saying?
Well, damn.
The shit was fire.
Okay.
After that, no, you not my sis. Like,
shit.
No, for you. Like, for you? No, for you?
You
for
can
you?
Say that's my sin.
No, for her.
Not brother, though.
Like, I think that is so
hold
wrong.
Let R.O. get his word out.
I'm going to say, for her, just picture, you know, when you was in school, the fire joint, break in case of emergency, that's what he is for you.
Yes.
Because you've been rocking with him for 10 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I would agree.
Because he's not your brother.
No.
You cannot put him in the same category as you put me or anybody else.
No. Yes, that's
those are two different
happen.
Categories.
That's disrespectful as shit to call that man your brother. He probably like,
and he humping on you.
Hey, but I don't, here's the thing. All right, so.
I hope he watching.
Okay.
He is.
Are you watching?
Yo, he gonna flame that joint up. Next time, he's like, yeah, I heard all that shit you talking on the show.
Burn your ass up. Call me your brother now, bitch.
I need a fire emoji.
We need a fire emoji in the comments. Like, he going to fire or not?
It's literally just sex. Like, how you doing? How was your day type shit? Like, we
it's a porno.
It's a porno.
Like you said, you're supposed to be on my side. No. I am.
Hold on, I got a question.
Hold up, y'all.
So, say for instance that you find this friend that's your brother, mm-hmm. that you call him your brother, mm-hmm. and then, you know, you have a friend, you start getting a boyfriend, and then you going to still introduce your brother.
That's messy as fuck.
I've done it.
Damn,
wow.
You wild as shit.
Yo. You wild as shit.
Motherfucking ass, it ain't no way.
I'm not fucking with no soft ass nigga. You already know that.
But it gotta be somebody,
because
you saying nothing that you gonna be doing.
He'll look at my man, get the door, like, hey, how you doing?
Okay,
and like, I'm knocking the bottom out your joint.
I know what it is, and that's just what it is. When his, I keep having bitches, hey, how you doing? Like, and I keep it going.
Do the bitches know about you?
No, you don't have to know about me.
Damn.
Wait, do I know who this person is?
We don't have to discuss
that. We're going to have to discuss it.
All right, so listen.
I'm about to text somebody and ask them.
Hold on. What if he gets a girlfriend? Like, what if he gets a girl?
He currently has one now.
Oh,
y'all. He got real live, y'all. They live. Okay.
Not so, like, for real.
Like, all jokes aside, like, y'all.
And that's her brother. He has a girlfriend, and they be fucking.
And they be fucking.
That's your brother.
That's her brother. He got a girlfriend, and they be fucking.
And if you're watching this
right now,
she said he is watching.
He's watching. All right.
I think we beat. I think we beat this to a
fire emoji if the girlfriend is watching.
We beat this topic to a pulp. Stacey's nasty. We all know. All right. Freakily over here. All right. So listen, fellas.
That shit wild.
We're gonna kind of backtrack through our episodes for January. So last week we talked about friendships and a whole bunch of shit, you know, revolving around friendships. So we would like your take on two things. One of the things we would like your take on is, if you caught your friend or your man's girl cheating, would you tell your mans? How do you deal with that situation? If you out and about and you see your man's girl with another nigga.
I don't think Mario would.
I know Mario wouldn't.
Oh.
Damn.
Mario,
calling you out.
Y'all, that's not, my brother.
I'm not,
don't
I'm
be
not
doing
putting myself
he's not,
in
though.
Extra.
He's not.
I'm
he
not,
wouldn't.
It does
I
not matter which I'm not going to do.
Hey, listen. Relax. Let's let the fellas.
I'm going to mind my business, dog. That's just. Call it what you want to ever call. I don't give a fuck.
So you gonna see and then you just go on?
No, I'm gonna see and I'm gonna look away.
Okay.
I'm gonna go and I'm not about to sit there and watch. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. I'm getting the fuck. I ain't got nothing to do with me.
Would you ever have a conversation with your man? Like, hey, or have a conversation with her?
I might throw some hints.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But
like, hey, you could do better than him. You do something like that.
No, I'm not using those words. Oh. But, but you know what I'm saying? I'm just like.
Somebody gonna live said you're lying. Somebody gonna live said you're lying.
Shandy said you're lying.
Shandy said you're lying.
Shandy said you're lying.
They said you're Kathy.
Tyresha said absolutely you would not.
I would.
All right, R.O.
Man, look, it depends on the relationship you got with that person, though, for real, for real. Because some niggas might take that shit a different way and spin it. They might think you really trying to get at the youngin' when she really doing, you know what I mean, when she ain't shit. If she ain't standing on nothing. Like, if you my man, like, if you my, and let's air this shit out now. It's the difference between you being my man and you being my brother.
I said that shit last week.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's a big difference. Like, I can see, you know, yeah, that's my man's, you know. But my man's is really replacing, that's a nigga I know. You know, that's a person I know. You know what I mean? So if this is my brother we talking about, I see some little dusty ass joint, like he in the little, like, you know what I mean? I'm like, hold up. I'm like, yo, Slim, I'm going to go take the initiative. Like, yo, let me holler at you. Like, yo, why you doing my man like that? Oh, all right, boom. I let it slide the first time. If I see it again, oh, yeah, I'm like, yo, my nigga, this is what I'm seeing. You could put us in the same room and we could speak about it and you could go ahead and pick and choose. But, you know, some dudes don't, they really don't get it, because once them joints put that gawk 9,000 on them, it's gone.
But you're okay. Just putting yourself in a situation.
Nah, but you got, no, you but, it, but you got.
Like, yeah, my blood but, brother, yes.
But,
I might
but,
say
but Mario,
something.
But Mario,
you know
but Mario.
You might.
Hold on,
but
Mario.
Stacy.
Oh,
hold on. On code, on man time, on Chico. Code, if this is your man, you done put in dirt, you done put in work with this nigga. All
right. If this anybody I feel like that about.
You gotta tell him.
Already knows that she's doing that.
What?
That
bull crap.
Come on,
like,
man. Anybody
is.
That's what I'm saying. Because right. Any of my men, they're not dumb. So if you're out doing whatever,
right.
Then that nigga probably already knows you're out doing whatever.
Or he probably
you know what
doing
I'm saying?
And he probably doing whatever.
And he probably doing whatever.
So we just exactly. All just doing whatever.
So he's okay. Like the okay. Same thing. Yeah, like, I feel like that he knows what he's talking about. All right,
so,
do that to my bro.
Follow-up question from conversation last week. Mm-hmm. So, what
cleared
if...
Cleared it up.
All right, so, talk about man code, G code, whatever you call it. Have y'all ever been in a situation when you, like, started dealing with your man's girl?
Fuck no.
Nope.
Y'all man. Lying like shit.
My man's girl? No.
Fuck no.
I've had a couple homies deal with my past, but I've never dealt with my man's girl, no. Sorry.
And I think that shit corny. I think that shit just big weird. That shit weird. Like, first of all, if a person don't want to be you, they gonna want to bang your girl. That's how it really works nowadays in the streets, you know what I'm saying? And on the other side of it, and on the real shit, it's like, you know what I'm saying? Why would I want to, like, that shit weird. Like, why you want to go behind me? Like, there's a... All these beautiful women's in the world. Why you want to go behind that joint? And then, like,
did you say women's?
Women.
I like that word.
But I'm saying that. I'm not the type that's going like, oh yeah, because that shit is like not really honorable. That's not like that's disloyal. Cause you gonna go behind somebody. This is your guy. You know what I'm saying? That's like me and Mario. We out. You know what I'm saying? He might, or I have a situation with my youngin' or something, and a couple months later down the line, he snatching it up on the low, you hearing things in the street, like all that other shit, and you're like, yo, what the fuck? So that's like, nah, that's not cool. That's not cool at all.
Well, I'm glad that the two of y'all are that
stand-up man
that won't do that, because,
Hold on, before you do that, what about if it was like, your man's girl at one point in time.
All right, hold on. I was waiting for that one.
And it's no longer your current,
his
current girl.
So look, I feel like this. If you got a history with this joint, you done got a...
Explain history.
I mean history. This is your girl, your friend with benefits.
Yeah, not just hitting.
So if you hit, then it's okay. It's just a hit joint.
No, it's a difference, though.
I mean,
your fine girl, but your fine girl, though.
If he hit her a couple years ago, and then I scoop her up,
but if this ain't your personal, if this ain't your personal, or this away. Wasn't your main, then it is what it is. But or you got some dudes out here that'll be mad, like a dude to be mad because, oh man, you talking to her or you hit that joint and you didn't even get the pussy. So it be niggas like that get friend zoned. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then you might come along, scoop it up off the homie. Don't even want to do nothing. You just on the humbug. You getting it? boom, you get the box, whatever, and then they mad. But you got to explain to them, like, yo, this was never your girl. Right. You know what I'm saying? But if this was your girl, like, you got flicks, you eating dinner, you going taking the little goofy ass pictures with the pajamas and shit. You know, you doing all
that. Yeah. I'm not even trying to hit that joke.
No. But
you taking pajama pictures?
No, but you get what I'm saying, though. But niggas don't be caring.
Niggas don't be caring.
They be, man, listen, you talking about shooting shots.
She said that real seductively.
It was Nina.
Like, hold up.
Keep your feet to yourself.
Yeah, it's like sometimes. That's not your brother.
Say it again.
I ain't gonna lie. I caught hell behind that one time because I kept saying that this person was my best friend, and they were like, "We're like one."
I'm gonna plead the fifth.
Yeah, you should. Think about it.
She don't even live here.
Hey, girlfriend.
She don't even live here.
She don't even live here.
If you're watching, I need a fire emoji.
If you're watching, give us a fire emoji.
Yes, comment right now, bitch, because you've been commenting all night.
We need to get this back on track. All
right, so look. So, yeah, let me reel this motherfucker in. So, listen. All right, so last week we did the friends thing. The week before that, we talked about domestic violence. All right? It was a real, you know, touchy topic. We tried to bring some light to the situation, you know, but at the end of the day, we share some resources. So, what are y'all thoughts on women who basically find it sexy or attractive, or they like dudes to be aggressive?
You talk about like man with the Pyrex putting his Glock 27 on him, like, yo, like,
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
I mean,
like, have y'all ever come into contact with a woman like that? Like,
have you ever met a Shay?
Yeah, that's what I was
about to say. Just
gonna put my bitch out there.
I didn't say that I like that. I said that I beat my man, is what I said. I didn't say that I want to get beat.
That's aggressive. Nah, I mean, like, it depends. I mean, shit, it depends what it, you got. Damn, I'm not putting my Glock on a dresser, though, like, but I don't know, man. It don't really bother me, because I'm very nonchalant with my shit.
Carrie put her Glock on the dresser.
Yeah, I do. You know what I'm saying? So
on the motherfucking nightstand. I'm here.
Hold on.
Bitch.
I don't understand. What
are
we doing? What
are
we talking about?
So, like, have you ever run across a female, a woman?
Like a chick?
Have you ever been beat on, basically?
No, that's not what I asked.
I asked,
what are your thoughts on women who are attracted to aggressive men? Who, like,
why
so Ari basically
beat you up to be aggressive? You
know, because some females that might like that shit, that feel like
some females do like that shit for sure.
Can we get an example? All right, I'm trying. For instance, Ari, she said when she was on the podcast a few weeks ago, she said that she likes when her and her man get into it and he pull out his gun and she trying to leave. He like, nah, you not leaving. You not going nowhere. And she said, oh, I'm going to sit down because, you know, I got a son.
Nigga, that's a cap. That's a cap. I'm sorry for the word. Like, that's like you playing some capture shit. Like, you better shut the fuck. Shut the fuck. You like that shit?
I like that shit.
Yo! That's what I'm saying.
Don't talk to me like that on air.
Like that shit be like.
You about to pull the damn board down there?
I'd be like, get the fuck out.
I don't want to fucking leave.
The way Karen was looking, this shit was kind of freaky. I was looking like.
Go. Hold on. That shit be. I don't know. I mean, it's cool, but I'm not like. What I'm gonna do? Like, throw some hot water. Like, yo, throw some hot water on it, some shit like that?
No.
Like, I'm just trying to understand, like, that.
Eat the cake anime.
Yeah, like that type of person.
So Stacey calling out Shay the whole time. She should have been calling out Carrie freak ass over here. I like that shit.
No, but I don't want you to put your hands. I'm like, I don't want violence, like domestic violence.
You just like somebody put you in your place.
But
basically.
You gotta be careful.
Yeah,
that's basically it. Hold on, but you gotta be careful. You gotta be careful what you ask for, because honestly.
No, I don't, because if you do too much, I got something right next to the fucking head.
Hold on.
Why y'all yelling?
She, you wildin'.
Why y'all so aggressive?
Why y'all talking? She about to talk some real shit, because I can hear.
I can hear it coming.
She giving me that Badu vibe.
No more Casamigos.
I think that it was cool at one point when I was younger. I used to love that little aggressive ass shit. Like, that shit was so fucking cute. You know what I'm saying? But now, hell no. You can't even say something wrong to me. Like, you can't be aggressive with me at all because I feel like you trying to tell me or trying, you know, play with me. Like, no, hell no.
A nigga raised his voice at me.
Yeah. I'm going to start feeling like that. You don't talk to me like that.
Who the fuck is you talking to? Yeah.
Right. Don't be soft, though.
Don't be soft, but don't.
Nah, Carrie.
You know
no.
But don't, like, overdo it. Like, because, you know, some people, like... I kind of overdo it sometimes.
The teacher said no.
But now, when that was some real shit, but everybody knew you with the shit, so, like, you know.
No, they don't know that I'm with the shit no more. I'm not with the shits no more, y'all.
She's fucking who?
I'm not with the shits no more.
She's fucking lying, y'all.
She means she would hit him if he act. Yo.
I have a comment to that.
No.
Come to the mic.
You say that because of your specific experiences, right? Mm-hmm. So I understand 100% where you're coming from.
Yeah.
I'm saying it on a different level. Like, all I'm saying is just let me know that you're the man and you can be in charge at that point in time or any point in time. No paparazzi.
Hey, she can. Oh, my God.
Says the chick with the AR-15 in her truck, right?
Exactly.
You got no AR.
Anyway.
I got some other shit. I don't got no AR. I ain't going to war. I could put you down with my 40. I don't need an AR. Anyways, all I'm saying is just be a little bit of aggression. Like, you know what I mean? That's all I'm saying. Like, you don't have to be a bitch, but you don't have to be, like, not no bitch shit, but.
You don't have to.
And what I mean by be a bitch is actually put your hands on a woman or me or whatever. That's bitch shit.
So basically, it's a thin line.
Don't be aggressive.
I think every female likes it.
And just be disrespectful.
I think every female likes it the way Carrie is saying it.
Right. That's all I'm saying. Y'all knew what the fuck I was saying.
Yeah, so, like, don't be a Jody, be a Melvin.
Yes, motherfucking Melvin.
Because remember when Jody tried that shit and
it didn't work.
And then Snoop Dogg then came in and knocked the joint down and said, fuck your fort, little nigga. Like, you know what I mean? So, but Melvin was the one like, you want some Kool-Aid, little nigga? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, that's it. That's all I mean.
What you want from the store?
Hey, nigga couldn't get no hot chips.
Y'all
nothing.
Y'all is wrong as shit. I don't want y'all to know that shit.
All right, so look. So, also from that same last week episode, I skipped over this.
That shit was fire, by the way.
Oh, thank you. So, the episode last week was called "Is Giving Birds of a Feather."
Yeah.
And we briefly talked about that whole phrase of birds of a feather flock together. And how we all the ladies at the table, said that it's bullshit because it's basically associated with hoeing. And basically, niggas be thinking that, dudes be thinking that, you know, if it's a hoe in the friend circle, then all the circles some hoes. What are your thoughts, fellas? Mario, R.O.,
look,
what do you think?
9 out of 10, we all peoples in here. We hear these streets like a motherfucker mile of running. If you got a group of two or more hoes, the whole shit hold out.
Exactly.
All right.
Hell no.
Mathematically.
That's exactly how.
Mathematically.
Let him finish.
Mathematically.
We got no fucking
hoes. Let's keep.
Listen, hold on.
Let
me be a hoe by myself, okay?
You can hoe in peace.
Yes.
And you can hoe in peace. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, mathematically, if you really look at it, like if you and everybody's ear to the street, so you're gonna hear people shit a mile a minute. So if you got a group. And I'm not saying, like, you know, it's a difference between y'all fucking and these joints being hoes. Like, right, you know what I'm saying? The quality, the caliber of the individual you dealing with versus you just giving up to everybody.
I think you should go by, instead of 9 out of 10, I think it should be a percentage. And I
only right, 75.
9 out of 10 is 90%.
Right, hey, but I'm going to still tell you that we still are doing what we do.
You know what I'm saying?
So, all right. When we use
but it take a hoe to know a hoe.
When we... That's dead.
Uh-huh. Hey, dude, that's what I'm saying. You try and say, yeah.
You have to be a hoe to know a bitch is a hoe.
Shit.
Hey, but I feel like at the end of the day, y'all can call her if you want to because she might not be a hoe.
I'm not a fucking scientist, but
at the end of the day, she
quite,
she okay
scientist.
With
put
going
like,
or
what is that
not
to
taking
do
up
it?
For the hoe shit.
But the thing about it, too, though, you got to kind of like you got to know. Like, before you put that title to make them wear that jacket.
And hoe is subjective.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But before
yeah,
you...
what's the hoe?
Hoe is very
exactly.
subjective.
Exactly.
Like, what's the hoe?
I look. So,
no, like,
what's a hoe?
What's the hoe?
A garden tool.
Wait a minute, that's a good question.
A garden tool.
A garden tool.
And why is this shit? I feel like hoe is very gender neutral.
Huh?
Why a nigga can't be a hoe?
He could definitely be a hoe.
Niggas can be a hoe.
So what's a hoe?
I got whole tendencies.
We outside.
Hey, oh, what's your whole
we outside. What?
You probably got some whole tendencies too.
Okay, so let me say something. Let me say something. Not everybody.
Hey, hold on. Go ahead.
Not everybody is a hoe, though. Because let me tell you, I have.
You got hoes, freaks, and creeps.
Right?
Wait a minute.
But I hang with somebody that don't be fucking. So just because I be fucking, she
right.
gotta be fucking.
Right. No, I don't.
She don't.
Nah. Talking about
shit.
A topic, no, I don't.
Let me be a hoe in peace if I choose to do that. Like yeah. I don't like the whole. Well, me and her
guilty
hang together.
Association.
Yeah.
Right.
Like right. She don't do nothing. So yeah. I don't want people looking at her. And I tell, like, look, I got my girl with me. Like, she ain't doing that. We come and have a good time. Da, 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 da. Like, don't even come at her.
You be telling niggas that she the good girl. That's the good girl.
That's the good girl. She just here with me.
That's the girl next door.
That's
not.
Yeah. That is the girl next door.
And that's the joint that everybody putting the press on in the club. Mm. Oh, no, she ain't with the... She about to be with the shit.
Yeah.
That's the niggas that everybody in the corner just like, oh yeah, we
but
gonna get
that. That just goes to what I was just saying. Like, you need to go by a percentage.
Yeah.
When we used to go out, there was maybe like sometimes even like 20 of us, and it's a good 5 or 6 in
that's
that
fucking.
Motherfucker that's a hoe.
That's fucking
hoes.
That's fucking
hoes.
they fucking.
That doesn't mean that all of us are.
I understand that, but you gotta realize at the same time when you
so
talk.
So you need to go by a percentage.
But
that's
the
all
five,
I'm saying.
Listen,
five.
But are you gonna deny?
Again,
are you gonna deny?
Five,
are you?
What's a hoe? Like, what's a hoe? Because I could
right.
do whatever.
Because I could be fucking. That don't mean I'm a hoe.
I
could have had multiple sex partners in my life, but that don't mean I'm a hoe.
So right.
But that's why I don't know what's a hoe, but I say I'm a hoe.
I really don't want to step into this door, but I'm gonna step into it anyway.
Please.
Ace member.
My thing is if y'all if you fucking, let's say if you fuck this nigga 5 p.m., you go fuck this nigga at 8 p.m., and then fuck this nigga at 12 p.m.
Well, then I'm not a hoe. All
right, hold on.
I'm not a hoe.
So you talking about three different niggas in one night.
Hold on, right? Then you fly back around, you letting about 2 or 3 of them niggas beat your shit up at the same time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you got videos
that.
Up. You got
talking about choo choo train?
Yeah, you
come
on,
ride the
like,
train.
When we talking about
come on, ride the train.
Like when we talking, nowadays when we talking about like,
well, let me not say that
right now. Like yeah, like right now when you sit there talking about hoes, we talking about the joints you. These joints
that's
ready.
Doing whatever.
They ready. They go
right.
joints.
Right.
They boppers. They rollers. They skios. They thoughts.
And it was a couple of them in our fucking circle.
So those are the hoes. But
I didn't say who.
Put a fire emoji in the chat. Hey,
it's hot.
Fire
emoji
in
the chat.
Everybody.
If you have hoe
no,
tendencies.
Stop what y'all doing. Stacy said, stop. Don't be telling people that.
Yeah, that's what a hoe is. Like,
put a fire
that's like,
emoji
like,
in
put
the
like
chat.
This. Put like this. Like you a hoe. But you a brink from OnlyFans with a pimp.
You see what I'm saying? Those are joints. So when I backtrack to the statement that I made earlier, like the hoes, men knowing that's who's hoes, we knows who's doing it all. Mm-hmm. Like all they missing is a pimp. That's it.
Okay, so what do you call a female to just enjoy sex?
She just enjoys sex. She an info.
Okay.
That don't fuck her brothers.
Oh, the shade.
Yeah, you know we're gonna be fucking with you for that.
Was real loud. All right.
Whatever, y'all. He is a brother.
I'm gonna call him. Hold on.
Power to the people.
Hold on.
He not shit either.
Remember that joke when we was kids? Talking about. Like, you my cousin in God's way. That's how you gonna flip, right?
Yeah,
All right,
R.O. and Mario.
Hey, shout out my man Dana, because he said she just like fucking. All right, cool. All right, shout out my man Dana. Dull as fly.
Okay, so listen. This is the next joint. All right, ready? It says, what is the worst thing a girl ever did on a first date?
Ooh, she was musty as fuck, dog. Hey, yo, no cap. I keep it a band. Listen, I go out with this joint. She got a great personality, got a good job, got all this shit. So me and Shorty, we like, all right, bet. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we going to the joint. I'm like, all right, where you want to go? She's like, all right, let's go such and such. So we go to such and such, right? I ain't going to put the location out there. So we go to such and such.
Put a fire emoji if it's you and you was musty.
You need the fire emoji if you was musty.
She said she was musty.
So look.
If you know you was musty, we need the fire emoji.
So look, right? So we in there, we getting drinks and shit. We mingling. We eating a little, you know what I'm saying? Spend a little chicken and shit. And then I'm like, I started smelling something. I'm right here next to the shade. So it's kind of like in that same circumference and shit, right? So we in the joint, and I'm like, yo, what is that smell? So
vicinity, like
so yeah. So look,
use the math problem word. Nigga said circumference.
So look, the radius.
You were too close to me.
So look, go ahead.
So look, the square root. So the whole time we in the joint, I'm like, yo, what the fuck? So I'm like, yo, what is this smell? So I'm like, you know, I'm like, yo, what the fuck is this smell, right? So the whole time I'm like, I can smell her fragrance.
So,
top
of it?
Hold on. So I can smell the fragrance. So it was that fucking goddamn Love Spell Victoria's Secret bullshit.
Oh, man.
Right?
Oh,
how long ago was this?
Put a fire emoji if you wear Love Spell, please. So look, the whole time. Now, actually, I got two. Now y'all bringing this shit up. Okay. So look, then the whole time I'm like, "What the fuck is this shit?" So I'm smelling like, "Yo," but it got like a sweet smell
tangy
to it.
To it.
No, but this tang wasn't tangy. It was musty as fuck. like Slim just got finished playing 5-on-5 ball for the Wizards or some shit. Like I'm like, "Yo," so I'm keeping it cool, but I'm like, "Yo, this shit bothering the fuck out of me." So. You know, niggas might have a bailout plan, like, yo, text your man, like, yo, call me, say I gotta come pick you up or some shit like that, you know what I'm saying, whatever.
Y'all do that too? You know?
Yeah, nigga, I'm escape artist, dog.
Yeah.
But anyway, so, whole time, she gave me a hug, and she's like, thank you for the dinner. I'm like, all right, cool. And I was like, yeah, and I smelled that shit. And that was it, man. Like, it's a big keen on smell. Like, you could be well put together, but if your I think it was like her and her pH balance, all types of wild shit, man. I don't know. But she didn't smoke. It was a wild experience. That was mine.
Okay, so what was the two? Because you said...
The second one was like... I would. This is like when I was young. Like I was kind of green.
You had to still be young. That bitch was wearing her.
The second joint was just like,
I do need to know the year, Chandy.
When you just like you up there, you go to the joint, and I was like, all right, so you know, as men, when we go out for like dates and shit, right? You know what I'm saying? Like we meet up with somebody, we gonna look presentable.
And I was like, yo, shorty's like nails was all fucked up. Her hair, her weave wasn't right. Like,
what bitches you dating?
No, no, hold on. This is when I was a little bit younger. I understood the game. The upper echelon
I need
of shit.
Time frames.
Wow. Hold on. Let's get this to conference though first.
So I'm just like, yo, what the fuck is going on? So we go to the same spot I took the musty bitch to. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? I mean,
oh, so you're a frequent flyer.
Yeah, so you just take you take all the bitches to the same spot.
Hold on. But you want
to
know why? Because if you're going to move forward with them and you take them to a public setting, and you see the interaction with other people in that person, you can know how you can go forward.
So okay, so where's the place you take him to?
All right, hold on. We got to let him finish the story first. Right, I still got to hear Mario.
Long story short, she wasn't well kept. Mario, you can go ahead and do it. Because you need timelines and shit. I don't know why.
Because I need to know what the frame is. All
right, so Love Spell was probably about 2015.
Damn, that's still young. I mean,
about 2015. And the shit with the fucked up hair and shit, that was probably about like 2018.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the front door.
All right, Mario, what was the worst thing a girl, or what's the worst thing you ever experienced on the first date? Nigga, you still thinking?
Because
I was trying, I got something in my head, but I don't know if is that the worst? It might be the worst. I don't know. I ain't really had no crazy ass.
First of all, do you go on dates?
Damn.
Occasionally.
Why Nikki Shaw do that, dude?
Yeah, I was just asking. Yeah, does he go on dates?
Yeah, occasionally, yeah. I like dates. You know what I'm saying?
Wanna
take me out?
I like to date.
Take me out.
What if I emoji if you want to take him out?
Take you out?
Look, why not take me out? First of all, we're going to go there after this. Hold on. We're going to go there right after this. Hold on. All
right.
I mean, I think the worst was, like, this girl wore, like, fake jewelry. Like, and then, like, her wrist was turning green.
Oh, you told me about that shit.
I was like, what the fuck?
So you was on a date with She-Hulk.
No, I was so blown. Like, that just,
her
like,
wrist was green.
Her wrist was green.
So she was broke. You lied. So that means that she was just holding on to that fake.
And it was one of them motherfucking, like, fake ass tennis bracelet joints, the little.
The big ass ring.
Yes, the big, yeah.
She must have noticed she had to take it off.
Put a fire emoji if that was you.
Put the fire emoji if you're watching. You know who you are. And we still friends on social media.
Hey, yeah,
I know who you are.
And we still friends on here.
Hey, hold on.
It really threw me off, bro.
Hold on. She had like, yo, her shit was turning green, bro.
Her wrist was green underneath the joint.
He kept looking at it.
I could not stop looking at it. I'm getting my filet and I'm
was she light skinned, brown, dark? Oh, so it's really obvious. Oh,
shit. Yeah, that's just obvious. Like, I'm not. Yes,
and then after
like,
the green, and she scratched that joint, she gonna turn red and shit. Oh.
Bro, she kept adjusting, and I know it was itching. Ooh. She kept adjusting shit. That joint.
You wanna know what?
I had to end it early. Like, all right, it's time to go. That just fucked me up.
That was a Country Wayne skit. Like,
I'm gonna drop you off.
Like a couple weeks ago, it was a Country Wayne skit. The guy gave the lady Roe, he gave her a necklace. A fake diamond necklace, and the shit turned her whole neck green. It was a Country Wayne skit.
Nigga done got a chain and spray painted that motherfucker.
That's fucked up.
That shit ain't good, man. That fake jewelry ain't good for you.
That's fucked up.
That's probably like I ain't really had the crazy jewelry.
So, Chance said, we were told to ask you, did you fuck her that night?
I did not. I told you, that joint really blew.
He ended the day early.
That's honorable.
What about the girl with the nappy hair? Did you fuck her?
Fuck no.
What about the musty one?
Why would I want to? No.
Because what if it was just her underarms that were musty? What if her vagina wasn't musty?
You tripping.
Wait a minute.
Tom.
He's not even going to make it down there.
Listen.
No, he did say her pH.
Because motherfucker, you can smell that. Like, you can smell people. Like, if a mother, like, listen, we could be, you can smell people like that be drinking heavy. Like, and it be some of y'all girls that be so beautiful. But you be walking into these local spots, other clubs, y'all be looking dolled up.
Babylon.
Nigga, fucking pH balance be all fucked up.
Babylon.
Listen, be reeking Henny and Casamigos and shit. Like, yo, and you can see that shit cut through the motherfucking air, the smoke and shit. Like, yo, bro, it's
why
real.
Why you had to bring the Migos and the Casa in this?
I do have a question.
Yes, sister.
You're too far from the mic, bro.
Did you not feel comfortable telling her that
her balance was
wasn't balanced.
It's the first day.
How do you tell her that?
That's the first day. That's really not your place.
Like, I mean,
I wouldn't do that on the first day if I met a nigga that stunk. I wouldn't.
Right, so,
if he smelled it, she had to smell herself.
How do you not smell your nose?
But if you used to it, you get that, nose sensitivity.
You're not going to put that jacket on me. You're not going to put that because I'm not used to that.
Not you.
No,
her.
Not you.
Oh, her. Oh, okay. I'm about to say, I'm like,
if you're used to yourself smelling a certain way, you get. You get.
Lather, rinse, repeat.
Hey,
nigga, put that nigga put the powder. Get the
But here, I got one more question. What was her culture though? Because I know I went to Tanzania and I did research for 3 months, and they part of their culture, they don't do deodorant. They take baths every day, but because they don't wear deodorant, that motherfucker is everywhere you go is just must. Like musty as a motherfucker.
Man, listen.
She's an American.
It ain't no African. This is a black person.
French.
This ain't no ooh-wee-wee, no stink-stink. No, no, no.
Was she like,
none of that. None of that.
Any type of Asian descent.
Curry. Curry. Listen, I just said she was African-American. At the end of the day, her shit was fucking stinking. Yes, sister.
Put a fire emoji if he's talking about you in the chat.
Put a fire emoji if you are watching.
They are fucking crazy. I want you to say, we should leave.
How am I supposed to say that? Like, it's gonna spin me. Cause I'm gonna be like, yo, I'm meeting this joint. I get to see her. Whoop, whoop, whoop. She's smelling like hot shit.
That means you talked to her before you went on the date, right? Like, y'all was talking. Y'all was vibing.
In person before?
No, before, right?
Did y'all talk afterwards?
No, we didn't.
Sweetheart, you're not as fresh as you should be. I think we should leave.
Yeah, I
feel like as a man, I can understand
where
that's uncomfortable to
talk
about.
Yeah, that is going to be uncomfortable.
Yeah, because it's uncomfortable, but I want a man to tell me, bitch, you stink. Like,
yo, your female friend's not even about to fucking tell you. I didn't say us, bitches. Like, about other people. Like, bitch, if you stink, you stink. Like, we going to tell you. Like,
Zella's fly said he going to tell her. Especially
Nah. He going to tell her.
She don't know me.
He going to tell her. Yeah, Dana going to tell her.
Exactly.
Because I've been in a couple spots out on the side where bro.
Expedition.
Like where bro from? Like, there's some joints be musty.
So you
can't be cute and musty.
So if y'all were ladies, so if y'all didn't smell good, and you didn't know. And you're on a first date.
I know when I don't smell good.
Okay, I wash twice. I do body mist.
We
lotion,
know
shea
we
butter,
we finna do that.
Perfume, I'm gonna make sure
I'm walk out the house, man, I'm going to the shower, then I'm like spraying.
Coming with it.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry.
Ain't no way.
I'm with you.
Sunny says she gonna give, she gonna pass out gum for bad breath though.
Oh, she does. She'll say you want a piece of gum, and when she say that, that means you don't want, you need.
Yeah, you need that.
You need a piece of gum. So like, it's
not really a difference, but like, I don't think like unless your shit, your shit and your mouth game fucked up like that, then yeah, the gum ain't gonna be that much. But if your shit, you know, it's just a lot, man. It's no.
I'll
be having PTSD from that shit, bro.
All right, so IG, just to let y'all know, y'all probably going to cut off in a couple of minutes, but we're going to keep rocking. We're going to see if we can rejoin. But just get. So the next topic is, all right?
Follow me at DME.
All right, so fellas, now that we talked about y'all's worst dating experience, would you be upset or offended if someone you're dating or in a relationship with gave you tips on how to please them sexually? So, like, y'all had sex and then it was like, hey,
damn, I went through this shit before, dog.
Yo.
I did.
Yo.
Okay, wait. Like, Mario, what happened?
Damn, you know her.
Put a fire emoji in there if he's talking
put
about you.
Put a fire emoji. Hey. Damn, he knows her. Stop. Hey, look. Damn, I can't even say where she live at or nothing.
Hold on.
I can't say.
Hold on.
Some of y'all.
Hey, Nikki, get us.
Hold on. I know her.
You do.
Hold on.
Like,
hold on,
real good.
Wait a minute.
But look, all right, so.
Hold on, wait. No,
we'll
say
talk
it.
Afterwards.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Hold it.
No,
don't.
Yeah, I got it. Are we
going to
leave the
vibe?
You keep talking, but you can't tell the story. Right.
Oh, man, this shit. Damn.
My man said, you know her.
He said, yo, you know her. I'm like, huh?
Wait, who know her?
Just our own.
Y'all still on Facebook? Just know that.
Right.
Hi, Facebook.
Hey, y'all.
Hey. checking, checking.
All right.
Okay, we back. We back on Instagram. All right.
Okay.
So, roll it back 30 seconds and take it from you know her.
So, like, she did, like, she was, you know what I'm saying, like, she wanted me to, you know what I'm saying, like, she pulled a toy out in the middle, like, how was a nigga supposed to feel, like, and, like, she went to, it wasn't the first time, you know what I'm saying, but, like, you know what I'm saying, like, you know what I'm saying, I don't understand how I'm supposed to react, you know what I'm saying.
But a toy don't mean you was slackening your mac, and a toy
just means she extra freaky. I know I wasn't slacking.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying, but.
How do you know you wasn't slacking?
Because I'm a professional.
Put a fire emoji in the chat if you think that Mario is a professional.
If you think that Mario is a professional, I know some people you don't fuck, so I'm finna inbox them and ask them.
If you fuck my brother and he's a professional, put a fire emoji.
So you're saying that
everybody have their moments, though. I probably ain't perform the best every fucking time. Okay.
Feel like that because of the toy.
Well, like, it threw me. Nah, it was just, it was like she just, like, we talked about her fucking with toys and shit, but like when she brought it to the mix, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn. What the fuck?
OT joint? Were you young, Fairy?
Wait, what kind of toy was it?
Hold on.
What was the toy?
OT joint?
Huh?
OT?
OT.
OT what?
OT?
It's the girl.
All right, say less. Say no more.
So listen, what kind of toy was it? Was it like a vibrator? Was it a dildo? Was it?
There's multiple ranges of toys.
Was it a whip?
It was a vibrator.
Okay.
So, like actual dick.
But I ain't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just sprung it on.
Was it one of them jaws that you could put on your dick and that it's like a ring? You put it on your dick and it's so.
Yeah, it really was.
Oh, that's that.
Yeah, that's next level.
That was a cock ring.
Yeah.
Chill, bro. I didn't know, but I'd never been in that situation. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that was my first time in that situation.
So, basically, what you're saying is you felt like you didn't feel comfortable in the beginning. Like, wait, are you trying to say I'm not good?
Yeah, that's what I thought at first.
Nah, she just a freak and she likes extra shit.
Yeah, that's what I learned.
There's nothing wrong with it.
That's what I learned later. That's what I learned later.
That's why I asked what specifically.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
The thing that it was, that's not. That's
right, but like it just threw me off in the middle of it. You know
like, if she pulled out a 10-inch dildo, right, then you should feel some type of way. Yeah. Like,
no, I mean.
But if it's just one of those little rings.
Of vibrating cock rings, I ain't got 10 inches. To the next level.
I'm probably 8x3.
That's
8x3.
That's
for everybody. What? I'm 8x3.
Oh,
this shit. Hey, I'm probably about 8 inches and
3 inches
wide.
That is disgusting. Put a fire emoji in the chat if he's telling the truth.
Hey, put a fire emoji in the chat if Mario is telling the truth.
Because we don't care, but we want to know.
Yeah.
But you said what? I said it by three.
So have you ever had to tell a girl how to please you?
Oh, man.
I mean, yeah, maybe once or twice, a couple times. I probably, like, man, you got to lick my balls, man. But,
so with head. I mean, so you talking about oral.
Everybody like licking the balls, you know what I'm saying? Right. And that's a problem.
But hold on, that's 100% though. I feel like licking balls, like you can't give everybody 100% though. You can't give everybody 100%.
I might even put some oil on the side.
All balls cannot be licked.
I'm not even sucking everybody's dick.
I don't want to be here.
I'm not sucking everybody's dick.
That Stacey switch with me, dog.
Wait a minute. Okay.
Hold on, RO still didn't answer.
Yes, you gotta answer.
Okay.
We say, so what was the question again?
Okay.
That shit. I mean, about like, what was it about like, because I'm a mental blocker.
Would you be upset or offended if someone you're dating or in a relationship with or, you know, smash or whatever, gave you tips on how to please them sexually?
Shit, Michael Jordan got cut from high school, so what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? So, at the same time, you gotta know, like, cause like everybody ain't coming up, man.
Yeah, everybody ain't,
like, listen, man, like, I don't understand, like, it, like, you know what I'm saying? I done had a joint tell me, you know, you could do this, but if you could do this a little bit better, then I'm like, what? And then, you know, me not knowing at the time, I'm like, this shit bothering me, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. Light her ass up. This what you wanted? Yeah, do it like that on top. That problem solved. But all that other shit, like, if they use toys, they just freaks. They freak.
Oh, what?
They,
huh?
No, they freaks.
What?
Y'all calm down.
Hold on.
He's saying if they use toys during sex, like you already freaks. Got dick and tongue.
Yeah, I'm not.
And you bring another toy.
But I'm not knocking that though.
Yeah.
I'm not
that's
knocking
some
that.
Freaky ass shit. Because
you got yeah. some. You got
that's
some.
Freak.
I've been there though.
No, you got some dudes that's very, very insecure.
She's a very freaky girl.
Yeah, raise your hand. Put up.
You know what I'm saying? Like they, like.
Like they be
fire emoji.
Yeah, fire
emoji.
They
be
wildin'. But you get some cats that be insecure. Like you have some joints. Like, but you have some joints that might like the toys and some that don't. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying?
But what's wrong?
Yeah, I think
the thing
that
Mario
are,
was saying is not
are
it's
good
very basic.
For,
right. It just threw me off. It just threw me off. That's all I like.
It still takes your average missionary.
Right, so
because the second time I went back, I definitely
level.
She was.
So you went back after that.
I did.
It ain't throw you too fucking much
it,
off.
It threw me off until she explained it. Like, right. You know what I'm saying? Like she
so
had to
like
really explain the joint.
They like.
Right.
They like that.
You just pull it out on me like that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Have you ever had to tell a girl how you like it?
Oh, absolutely. I'm gonna tell you like this.
Yeah.
I was 23 at the time,
oh,
right?
You know that.
I was 23. Shorty was I think 34. Right?
You had to instruct
the
34-year-old?
Damn.
Oh, man. So she was approved.
No. Hold on. No, this shit.
Or he was like that young shit.
No. Hold on. I'm 23, she 34.
Okay.
Right. So I'm cracking it, whatever. That's cool. Whole time I'm like, yo, I need to get my shit, you know what I'm saying? Get my neck, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I swear to, like, I was like, yo, this was like the worst neck I ever got in my life. Like the worst.
Okay. She like, was 34?
Yeah, like it was so bad, like I wanted to stop.
That's so sad.
Right,
that's
I wanted
so
to
sad.
Stop. Hold up, listen. I wanted to stop. I put this on my niche. I wanted to stop. She lived about 5 minutes from my crib. I wanted to stop. Go to my crib.
You should have.
Burnt the new pinky joint.
Yeah.
Bring it back to the crib. Like, no. Yo, this is how you need to hit my head. Like this.
Stop them back.
You know what I'm saying? This shit, wow. But that's the only thing I can say. This is no cap. No cap. No cap. Like, that's the worst joint I ever did. Like, and then, you know, some people don't like doing that shit.
Yeah, I hate giving
it. Yeah,
head.
I don't like it.
I hate it, but I'm a dog.
Damn. I don't like it, but I can
shit,
do
but
it,
I'm
but
dog.
Not
but
not.
I'm a motherfucking dog.
Well, I'm not
Charlie,
no dog.
Like
I'm a baby. I'm a Yorkie.
I'm a
she a dog. I'm a Yorkie with it.
I hate that shit, but I fuck some shit up.
The thing is
I ain't gonna fuck shit up, but I do if I do it, I lick the balls too, but
hey look, that's all that matters.
To conversate for the non dick
but somewhere out there, there's a man that probably says, you know what, Shay gave me the best motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, I said it.
That don't even care about it. That's just like
yeah.
They're weird.
My boyfriend.
They're
weird. You niggas is weird.
Yeah,
put a fire emoji on the thing.
I've had a lot of dudes that don't really care about getting their dicks up.
Right. Yeah, me too.
They're wild.
They like to please.
Right.
There's a lot of men out here that are pleasers over getting pleased. So
right. Guess what?
I've definitely
everybody at this
that.
Table, everybody likes head. Don't come with that bullshit.
I don't
all right,
like
so
you gonna suck some dick and eat some pussy over here, guys.
All right, so our last topic of the night, y'all. Our last topic of the night. So we started January off talking about this viral video of a woman who was sitting next to her dude, and she basically was like, her paycheck gets deposited directly into her dude's paycheck, and basically he gives her an allowance of $100 a week or whatever.
It's still working.
Yeah, it still works. Mm. And so what are your thoughts on, you know, being with a woman and her paycheck automatically getting deposited into your shit and you giving her allowance? Like,
or vice versa.
That's weird.
Or
but,
vice versa.
But, I mean, like I said, I feel like if they're in that type of relationship, they each need to have their own account and then a joint one. Do what y'all want with your money. You know what I'm saying? The joint one needs to be discussed. Yours is yours. You know what I'm saying? Like, period. Because how she going to buy that nigga something if she want to buy that nigga? She got to ask the nigga for the money?
What if I've heard it and I've seen it.
What if she want to buy that nigga something? You know what I'm saying?
Why is that the reason?
I'm just saying, what if she wanted to give him a birthday gift? What if she wanted to get him a birthday gift? Now he all, you know what I'm saying?
I heard it and I've seen it.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like, you know, first of all, that's jumping out the fucking window. You know what I'm saying? Like, you going, like, you, it's like you taking a real risk. With that type of shit. Now, whatever their relationship is, whatever, like, you know, that's like the basic I'm providing. Like, that's no different than, like, how it was back in the day. Mm-hmm. How, like, the woman to take care of the home and, you know, the man to go do the work and then we'll give the check to the woman and they pay all the bills and da-da-da-da-da. So, it, like, to have that type of
shit going on, you gotta have a lot of trust. So when I looked at that video that was sent, that you sent me, you know, I could tell that this was a young chick. She probably didn't know too much, but this is what I'm guessing on it, because just by the speech. And then I'm looking at the dude that she got, so I can probably tell, it's like, all right, he's the one that's the breadwinner. And then at the second of it is that she's probably not financially smart with her money. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I feel like as a person, I feel like that should be, you know, if that's the type of relationship, like, because, you know, most people want that, you know, that you see this shit on the Instagram and shit, how people be like, yo, no, you know what I'm saying, you less of a man if you're doing 50-50, or, you know, if you ain't a provider and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? I feel like that's if you have that type of trust into your individual. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's all about trust, because, bro, how many horror stories that we done heard, like a person, like men and women risking it all on an individual, mm-hmm. and they crashing out, they flat broke because they pulling some shit like this. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it is what it is. If that's your type of relationship, it's cool. But at the same time, I got to make sure, because of what I've been through prior, I'm not going to have another chick go through it without, you know, of what happened to me to them. But just off of me, I definitely got to keep a stash, or at least two, because I don't know, everything's right. not promised.
Right.
You know what sure. I'm saying?
Should be temporary as fuck.
Yeah. Because like, mm-hmm. she was in there bragging like a motherfucker. Like, I'm like, nigga, you got to ask this nigga to get your head done. But that's some controlling shit, too.
Yeah.
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 Because
at the same time, when you think about it with women only want four things. So, you know, the term is pushing P, right? Everybody said we pushing P. So that'd be, you want a man that's going to provide, that's going to plan, that's going to protect and give you peace. 9 out of 10 that every man.
Is that blue P that I keep seeing?
Yeah, we pushing P, right?
So, like, can you list those four things?
Nigga, provide, protect, plan, and peace.
Penis. Thank you.
Yeah. So is it 5 P's or 4?
No, but I'm giving. All right, so they gonna say the 5, but not. Nah, but I'm having like, I'm really on some real shit, though. Yeah, so when you think about it, like 9 out of 10, a man could probably provide 3. And then the one that really kind of rocks the boat the most is the peace, because usually when we get into these situations, mm-hmm. you know, we already fucked up and damaged ourselves, mm-hmm. and then we latching on to these women that care for us, or how it goes vice versa. The protection, that's mandatory. You a man, you're supposed to protect your woman at all times. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. The planning, you always want to deal with somebody that's like-minded like you and have a goal, and y'all got a narrow path to go where y'all need to go. Right. And the providing is like, it don't have to always be financial. See, we get up caught up in this bullshit with this social media, how the light look like I'm supposed to provide you a Maserati, a fucking bust down AP,
a Birkin,
you know what I'm saying? Nigga, you got to get to the Dooney and Burks first, boo, before we get to the Birkin. You know what I'm saying?
Louis, don't do that.
Nah,
okay, do they even make Dooney and Burks?
They still do. They got them at Quantico. They got them at Quantico. I've seen them.
Put a fire emoji in the chat if they still got Dooney and Burks.
You better not bring no fucking Dooney and Burks, first of all.
So look, basically what I'm saying is that
fire emoji if you like the Dooney and Burks.
Don't do that to yourself.
Basically what I'm saying at the end of the day is like, it's all about like, you got to have that communication, because now we get caught up in the shit of like, you know, looking at like how it's supposed to be than what it really is.
Okay.
So that's how it is.
So funny thing is, I literally had this conversation today, and I was telling somebody, and I was like, look, I can call my dad and my dad will tell you. So I have a family. Fuck it. She my cousin. I don't fuck with her. She don't fuck with me. It don't matter. So anyway.
Fire emoji.
Fire emoji, cousin.
She ain't watching. That bitch ain't watching. Like, we walk past each other like we don't even know each other. Like. So, whole time, she had gotten married maybe like 10, 11 years ago. This nigga took her last name.
I don't have no problem. I don't have an issue with that.
He took her last name. So, first of all, we were talking about somebody. We were talking about one of my exes, how he dates a big, he's skinny, he's small, he dates a bigger woman, and how the woman, like, she puts his hands on him, going back to the domestic violence.
Kevin Sanders.
Right, no, to the domestic violence type thing or whatever.
No, he's small and he getting beat up by a big girl.
Yeah, for sure. So then I brought up, for sure. like, my cousin, and I said, when my cousin got married, her husband took her last name, and I said, the funny thing is that it was the same exact situation. Like, this nigga worked 7 days a week. He came home. He worked 2 jobs. He gave her his paycheck. Gave her the paycheck. She gave this nigga $100 allowance every week.
What?
Listen.
Where he at?
Listen. Listen.
Oh, that nigga cheat.
Wait a minute. Listen. Gave this nigga $100 allowance every week. And, like, that was that. Like, it was like she was the man.
You so aggressive with the table.
Oh,
the table.
That's
how y'all like it. That's how y'all like it.
But look, right. But like she was like the man in the relationship. She took care of like all the bills and everything. He had his little $100. I don't know what he did with his $100 that he got every week or however often he got it. But like it was like he was the female. And she was the nigga.
Nikki, he was the female as soon as he took her last name.
No, I wouldn't say that. My coworker, they took each other's last names and they hyphenated it.
No, I think that's cute. As a man.
I think it's cute.
Different.
That's cute, right? Yeah, so he took his last name and her last name and they hyphenated it.
What you mean?
That's different, though.
But
they both getting the last name.
Right, that's different.
I feel like you do what works for you. I don't like to have a box.
That's weird.
Maybe he had issues, like he didn't like his family.
Your last name.
And he didn't want his family name to go.
No, I don't think it was that. Because I grew up with her, I know that it was on some, nigga, you're taking my last name because I fucking said so.
Oh.
And this is what it's going to be. We're going to move into where I want us to move into. You're going to work two jobs. I'm going to work one. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. I'm going to take your money. Here's your $100.
But that works for them. He rocked with it. That worked for him. All
right, so I have two questions.
That sounds like mental abuse.
That is abuse.
It is.
That's abuse.
Man, that man had a drinking problem. I could feel it.
If his last name is like fucked up and my last name is like Jones.
That's his name. What do you mean fucked up?
She said Jones. Your name is fucked up.
Listen.
What's a fucked up last name?
What is
mine? I would say mine, but
exactly what's about to happen.
Everybody knows who mine is, bam. And then you're Jones.
Listen, at the end of the day, you should do what works for you in your relationship. There's no box.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm still not giving you, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm not giving
He's still
you
a prisoner.
My whole fucking paycheck. Like, and then you're giving me a fucking
But it's women out here who's okay with that.
Bitches are dumb. Put a fire emoji in the chat if you're fucking dumb like that.
All right, y'all. So listen. This motherfucking episode has been wild. We done went well over an hour. We done talked about. We done talked about domestic violence. We done talked about G code, friend code. We done talked about licking balls and paying attention to. We ain't even talking about the taint and the gooch, but we. It's okay. It's another day, another episode. Okay.
We're
going to have to invite the men back to talk about the gooch at another time. But, because you got to pay attention to the gooch. But anyway, so listen. RMXradio.com is where you can listen to us. You can stream our podcast, the visuals of all podcasts, networks, platforms. We out here. Follow our man's Mario at DMV Mario. Follow R.O. at 1000 Bar Rodney. Oh, I can say your name. Look at that.
That nigga name is Bro. Right. Bro.
Follow our special guest.
Bro.
Thank you. Thank you so much to all of our supporters come out each and every week, who hold us down, who come and just making us be great, watching us be great.
We love y'all.
Assisting with the greatness. We'll be back next week, Thursday, same time, same place. Love y'all.
Love y'all.
Thanks, y'all.
Hey, yo. I'm not taking too much.